Log Talk Radio.
Good evening. This is the Now Sabbath Gathering Online Ministry, which is on the Crown Talk and Drum Internet Radio Station. And we come on Saturdays at 5 p.m. With the Apostle W.J. Armstrong. And today is very interesting. I was looking at what has transpired last week and preparing for this hour, 45 minutes, and I kept coming up with a blank until I thought you knew. And that came about as a result of meditating and reflecting on what is happening in the earth. Let us pray. Almighty everlasting Creator, we come to you now saying thank you. We give you thanks and praise that you, through your word, has given us everything that we need in this earth to survive. And, oh God, you've given us everything on this earth to take care of this physical body. And you have showed us in your word how we should respond to you through the spirit realm, because you're a spirit and we are spirit in a fleshly body. And we thank you. We just ask you to open our eyes and our ears, including mine, that we may hear what your spirit is saying to us today and what your word is saying. In the name of your beloved son, we say thank you. Good evening, afternoon, again. This is Apostle W.J. Armstrong, and I come to you now out of my understanding, out of the scripture, and what the Spirit has revealed to me through the scripture. And this, I was led to make this statement as well. As I was thinking and reflecting how people now, with all the stuff that's happening all over the earth and right here in this country, and I was just reflecting, how are these people going to deal with all of this? What is in the word that one could use to find peace, find a quiet space in the middle of flooding, in the middle of a war zone? And, you know, as I reflect on that, I then went to my calling, and I'm clear. And this is what I want to say about me. My calling is to prepare people how to live on the earth that the Creator gave us. Not so much that I'm not concerned about some spiritual place out down or somewhere. My concern is how we relate to people right here will determine what would happen to us once we transcend from this body, this physical body we're in, and return to the spiritual home. You see, in Psalms 115, and I didn't learn this until recently anyway, during the pandemic or just before the pandemic, I was one of those persons that grew up in the church. We had Bible study. We did all of that. But we were focusing on the wrong thing. The focus was on dying. And the sad thing, nobody wanted to die. But the focus was on dying and going to heaven. And as I began to look at all of this, and I said, there has to be more to this than dying and going to heaven. God had to prepare us for something else other than dying and going to heaven. And as I went through the scripture, started searching the scripture, Psalms 115, verse 18, clear. Well, first, whenever you go to Genesis chapter 1, verse 26, God did what? Gave us dominion over what? The earth. And he gave what? Does would God give you dominion over something that you can't handle, that you don't know what to do? No. He prepared it for us. And as a result of his preparation, that's whenever we received it. After he prepared it, he put the animals, he put the rain, he put everything on this earth that we would need. Go to Genesis chapter 1, verse 26 and forward, and read it. I want you to read it for yourself. You know, I can read it and tell you what it says, but if you're like me, it means nothing. Because you didn't do it. I used to listen to what the preacher said and people said and their interpretation. But it didn't really become real meaningful to me until I started reading it for myself. And as I read it myself, and I heard other people say, then I could do an analysis of what they said versus what is written. So now, don't get me wrong. I'm being judgmental. I understand that we all have different relationships with God, but it's the same God, the same Creator, the same Yahweh. Provided we're not into idolatry. If you're into idolatry, then my God made your God, because my God is the God that creates. And idols cannot create anything. An idol has eyes but can't see, has ears but can't hear, has feet but can't walk, has lips but can't speak, have hands but can't touch. That's an idol. So if that's what you're into, and you say, now how do I know that? Get into the Word, and the Word will clearly define who the Creator is. Now, as we then, that's validated again that God gave us the earth and told us to be fruitful and multiply. And he put everything in the earth that we would need. Now, what else? If we go to Psalm 115, verse 18, he made it clear again. Heaven is his. Hear me. Heaven is his. And he made the earth for children of men. See, I thought I knew, and I thought you knew. And I thought those who were interpreting the Bible and the Word on Sunday, talking about focusing on dying and going to heaven, focusing on what all great things we're going to have once we get to heaven, I thought they knew. And as a result of my reading the Word and getting into the Word, and the Word tells me something different. Read book of Genesis, chapter 1. Well, don't read the whole. You don't read the whole book. Just read chapter 1. And then you can go on to chapter 3. And you see what took place there. You see the hand of the Creator. You see what the Creator did for us who are living here on this earth. Think about it. Why you got to die and go to heaven to get gold? There's gold right here. Why you got to die and go to heaven and get diamonds? There are diamonds right here. Think about it. We're giving up what God gave us to look to try to get something that is not ours to have. I thought I knew. And I thought they knew. When I say they, I'm referring to those who was proclaiming the word that we were listening to. And it's amazing, just amazing what you're going to find out whenever you start reading for yourself. I've gone through situations and circumstances in my life. And guess what? I almost developed ulcers because I was worried. And if you go over Matthew chapter 6, it tells you about worry. If you go to Matthew chapter 6, it tells you about, don't put your what? Immaterial possession? Think about it. He made it clear that this is ours here. My job, my calling on behalf of God is like Micah. Chapter 6, verse 8. He made it clear what God wants of us. And I'm just going to read it. Verse 8 says, he has shown you, who's he? He's talking about God, the creator. That's who he's talking about. Not talking about an idol either. He's talking about the creator, Yahweh. He has shown you. Who's you? Who is he talking to? Oh, man, what is good? He has shown you what is good. And then it goes on to say, and what does the Lord require of you? There's just three things, y'all. To act justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with your God. Now, if we focus on that, to walk justly, we're going to wait till we die and get to heaven to be just? No, we are called here. And my whole thing is, as I said, my calling is to give you the word in a way that it's applicable to your everyday living. Because my understanding of judgment, what's going to happen on judgment day, is simple. The book will be open. And there will be a readout of the type of decisions that you made while you were here on the earth that the Creator created for you, as he stated in Psalms 115, verse 18. He made it clear. So why are we running around focusing on heaven when God said heaven is his and the earth is ours? I want you to, you have to think about this. And you have to meditate and reflect on it and see how you got to that point. That's what I had to do. I got to that point because of what I heard. What I heard was that your ultimate goal and objective here on this earth is to die and go to heaven. Think about it. Nobody prepared you for dying. Nobody prepared you for the judgment, to stand in front of the judge. I want you to think about what happens here. Will you go to court and stand in front of the judge if you have a serious crime? No, here you got what? A lawyer. And the lawyer is pleading your case. And if what you are called in for is based on facts, then you're on the mercy of the court. in the court as a judge. Thought I knew. I really did. I thought I knew. And I'm sure those individuals now who were caught in the flood and the hurricane, they thought they knew. Now, let's unpack that a moment. Let's just unpack it. Those who were during the pandemic, who was laying on their deathbed, they thought they knew. What happened to them? Think about it. They defied authority. Authority. And also, we're not required to follow any authority that is not doesn't line up with God's word. Now, I have to make that clear too now. Think about what the authority did. The authority said during the hurricane, before it hit, that this is going to be real bad, and that they suggested that you evacuate. I'm not talking about those who couldn't. I've read some stories about poor people who just didn't have a means to get out, who wanted to leave but couldn't, who felt that they may have a chance to survive it. Now, but there was others who made a conscious decision who could have gotten out, who made a decision that they're going to defy authority. Authority said, if you don't leave, you're on your own. We are not going to put lives at risk to try to come and rescue you once the hurricane hit. What decision did some of those people make? And as I was reading, 77 had died. They found 77 dead so far. And I'm not sitting here now browbeating, jumping up and down, not blaming anyone. I'm just examining it, and I want you to examine it. If those individuals, some of those individuals, had not defied authority, might have been alive today. Okay. Because they had the transportation vehicle to move them out. And even though some of those who were poor, who didn't have means, if they would have contacted people early, start early, maybe they still would have been alive. Authority. And defining authority started with Adam. Adam was part of creation. God allowed Adam to name the animals. So God and Adam walked in the garden. God explained to Adam what his terms were. I'm going to just keep it plain now. What you in this garden, I created you, and this is all I want you to do. Just like in the book of Micah, chapter 6, verse 8. The three things. Be just, love mercy, and walk humbly with him. We need to start thinking for ourselves and stop allowing other people to think for us. We say, I thought they knew. Well, I thought that person that was telling me that they probably were going to be able to ride this out because of whatever, whatever. Then I looked at the pandemic. Look at all the lives that was lost. Yeah, there was lives that was lost. And don't get me wrong. God did not do this. You know, we always want to blame everybody but ourselves. Oh, well, God, he brought the hurricane because because of this and that. Oh, God, he brought the virus because of this and that. We were told by the authority that we wear a mask, we social distance. And then when the vaccine came, we were told to do the vaccine. Now, I admit I was one of the last. I was hemming and hawing about the vaccine. I realized one thing. If we keep doing things to our body will lose the ability to heal itself. Think about that. But authority, I stopped and obeyed authority in the end. I thought about the people that was around me, that I was putting them at risk by my not doing it. And if this was a solution, not a problem. See, that's the other thing we wind up. We wind up focusing on the problem, not the solution. The solution in the hurricane would have been to evacuate. The solution with the pandemic would have been to wear your mask, social distance, wash your hands thoroughly as you go in and out, and use sanitizer. That's what authority said that we should do. If we would have been doing that, maybe we would have been able to survive. But a lot of us didn't do that. And I caught the virus. Yeah, I had the shots and all that. You can say I defied authority the way I caught the virus. Authority says you still keep your mask on if you're in a large crowd. I went to a men's retreat, and because other people didn't have on a mask, I didn't wear my mask. And I don't know the exact number. I know it was up to 7, and there was about 100 of us there at this retreat center for the weekend virus. I know 7 other, and the person that invited me caught the virus. But I didn't go around blaming nobody. I looked at what I contributed to it. Again, apply. If I would have followed the authority, in all probability, I wouldn't have caught the virus. I did not follow authority. Authority is still put out there. Thought I knew. Yes. I thought I knew. And then now, if we look at the spiritual authority, what did I do spiritually when I realized that I was walking on thin ice without the mask on? I started pleading the blood of Jesus over me and over the group. And I started speaking healing over my body. So, I had to do something. And I did it. And I had mild symptoms. I did that along with I had the shots with the booster. So, and authorities never told me that I wouldn't get it. They told me that it would be probably be less severe if I got it, the shots, and caught the virus. Now, I thought I knew. I just want you to think about it. If you realize that you didn't know, what must you do? you got to redefine what it is that that tool that you use to arrive at that conclusion. Because the conclusion was detrimental to you. The conclusion was not affirming you. And most of the time, the technique that we use was what? Not spiritual. We use the five senses. And by the time you use the five senses, you cannot take a position against what is going on. By the time you realize what's happening, you have it. By the time that people realize that their five senses have let them down, their logical and rational thinking had let them down, it was too late. Authority again said, if you do not evacuate with a certain time, you're on your own. They're not going to risk anyone's life to try to come and rescue you. Now, that didn't happen with the pandemic. And I can't say it didn't. It could have. The people who caught it, maybe the ones that they realized that there was nothing that could be done for them, and they start focusing on the individuals that could be saved. Maybe that happened. I don't know. But all I'm saying to you today is I thought you knew. I thought he knew. I thought she knew. And you just taking that word in this information era that we're living in. If you have a cell phone, well, now we call them smartphones. If you have access to the internet, you can go to the library if you don't have it at your home. You can go to the library and go on the internet. They got hotspots. If you can't get to the library. All I'm saying is, don't take people's word. Evaluate what you're hearing and what you're seeing. And you may find that that's not the complete truth. Remember what I said initially. Is my calling is to prepare people how to live on the earth that the Creator gave us. If you understand authority, and authority comes from the Creator and passed down from the Creator to us through His beloved Son, through the disciples, and down through the ages to us living today. That same word that was passed down 5,000 plus years ago is just as valid today as it was when it was passed down. If you don't believe what I say is true, get the book. Read the book today. Come back tomorrow and read the book. The same thing you read today and conclusion you reach today. Maybe slightly change tomorrow, but it's the same word. And the change is not negative. The change is positive. I want you to really be clear, not on whenever you tune in. I want to thank you for tuning in, but have your pencil and paper. Or your holy book. I found that holy book to be more value than any other book that I've had in my 77 years. My college books are all changed except one. I had, as a freshman in 1962, I had a course in religion. And the same book that that professor used then, they're using it today. But my sociology, psychology, and history books are different. And even biology books are different. Way that you're going to be prepared and to know that you know that you know is read the word for yourself. So that as you go through this life and whenever the time the transition takes place, you know that you are prepared to see God. The Creator, Yahweh, I am Elohim, whatever name that's in line with the Hebrew understanding. You know that you're in good standing on the day that the decision will be made as to where you will spend eternity. And at the same time, you would have enjoyed that which the Creator prepared for us here in this earth when He gave it to us. And let's see if anybody called in. Appears as if no one called in today. And you who listen via computer, you can reach me at talkingdrunks12@gmail.com. Or you can take this number down, and if you feel led, the guest call-in number is 646-668-8217. You can dial in on that number and listen and participate in the discussion. So the format is first 30 minutes is the introduction and then the spoken word, and then 15 or 30 minutes is the discussion, questions and answer, or that's the format. And for those who listen to the program that come on after me, that blogger is having health issues. And if you notice, it's not listed, and that is why. I'm not sure when she'll be back or if she'll be back. That blogger up in prayer, her name is Diane, and we expect a miracle. Again, I want to thank you for the time that you devoted to coming to an understanding of the applied word. And I trust and pray that you picked up something today that will help you and give you knowledge, wisdom, knowledge and understanding of how to use the word in your daily living. Almighty Everlasting Creator, we give you thanks, we give you praise for this time and this space, for the ability to speak your words across the earth. And we just thank you and praise you for the hearers and those who heard. Let your Holy Spirit reveal to them that which they need to know, that they may incremental understanding of how to live in this earth and live in a way that is pleasing to you through the teaching of your beloved Son, Yahshua. Amen. Till next week. Again, thank you for listening. This is Apostle, and I just pray that God's will be done in your life and that you too, like Jesus, will get to the position where you will say, not my will, but thy will be done.